I'd like to put Reverend Edwards on the spot because, come on up, please. He is pastoring a new church ministry in the 7th Ward of New Orleans, and I know that many of us care very deeply about the church, and we'd just like to hear a word about the Spirit Church.
Okay. Good morning again, everyone. I do want to say, first of all, thank you for the wonderful, generous contribution that you so recently made to the Spirit Church through the Katrina 10-year remembrance offering. And your names were boldly there that you contributed, and I want to say thank you for that. You know that the Spirit Church is in the 7th Ward of New Orleans, and it is one of the wards of New Orleans where there is most challenge. The Spirit Church probably will not be a great big self-sustaining church without the support of the United Methodist Church. But it's a ministry that is needed. One of the most exciting things that we're doing over there is our ministry with the children. Just this past week, you heard that one of the things that's going on in the 7th Ward is that there have been more deaths by heroin in the 7th Ward of New Orleans, that's our ward, than other places in the city. You know that this is a drug overdoses, heroin overdoses. So you know this has got to have a significant impact on the children who are there. So I have found that one of the greatest things in ministry that we have had to work with is the work with the children. We can just show up over there, and the children are like magnets. They come. We started an once-a-month birthday party. These are poor children. We started a once-a-month birthday party where we give a birthday party to all the children in the neighborhood. And we have been known to have 30 children that just gather up with us out under a tent in the middle of our little lot that we have there. That tells me a whole lot. The children are seeking, and the children are wanting a space and a place. We just recently found out that we're not in compliance with the city of New Orleans to be able to build a church, house of worship there. My wonderful idea was to have an open pavilion there. Most of what we do in New Orleans is done outdoors anyway. And I had this idea of doing an open style pavilion, a smaller version of the French Market, for a place to worship. Well, that is not going to be permissible for many reasons. But that's not going to stop us, because we're plunging forward, and we're going to do something to be sure that we have a presence in and near the 7th Ward of New Orleans. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. We are primarily a Saturday worshiping body. And whenever you have a Saturday afternoon free, and you'll have to look at our webpage, visit us on our Facebook page. Just look up the Spirit Church NOLA, UMC NOLA, and you'll find us. Wonderful pictures. It tells its own story there. It gives you an opportunity to bask in that. But I sure do need your prayers. The children there, the people of the 7th Ward need your prayers. And we, the United Methodist Church, we truly need a church in that community. We truly need a church. I don't know how long it'll be before we'll have a space that is conducive for worship. We'll be able to launch and kick off having worship every week. We're not doing that yet. We're just worshiping when we can. Last Sunday morning, Sister Becky, I had all the plans in the world to have church. But, you know, every now and again, you just don't like the weather of today in New Orleans. Just wait around. Tomorrow will be different. Right. Last Sunday morning at 33 degrees, there's no way that I could get up enough energy to keep anybody warm out underneath that tent. So we do solicit your prayerful support. I do solicit your coming and being in worship with us. There are various mission projects that we have, and I really need some warm bodies to help me with that. One last thing. You know, she called me to talk about the most exciting thing in my life. And one of the plans that I have for this summer is to do a day camp, a week-long day camp, giving the children a safe place in which to play, to learn, and just to have an experience. It's called the Dove 2CC. And Dove is, help me, Days of Victorious Experiences Children's Camp. And to have that in that neighborhood. Because these children, where we're meeting, just one block, is a place that the whole world knows that it is the most busy area, the most busy street for buying your drugs. And we have children that are in the neighborhood, and that's what they are confronted with. So there's a ministry out there, and we've got to start somewhere. If we intend, that's the seventh ward, and eventually it will spread to every ward in the city of New Orleans. We have got to be on the firing line, and we've got to try to do everything we can do to bring about a change. So I ask your prayers. I ask you to be vigilant in your prayers. Pray and pray a prayer of protection around me and those of us who are working in that capacity. Because we just go as the Lord tells us to go. I don't let anything stop us. We go and knock doors. We do everything we can do to get people to know Jesus. And that's what it's really about. This is a great opportunity for the United Methodist Church. The United Methodist Church needs to be there. And if we would step back to the days of John Wesley, that's exactly where John Wesley would have us to plant a church, in the midst of that kind of neighborhood. There's people. There's lots of people. A lot of poor people. And they need our love, support. And the thing about the seventh ward, they're not all black. It's a great mixture of people in that neighborhood. Great mixture. So, Reverend, thank you so much for an opportunity to share and for the work that you do to help us, the prayers that you have given and you're going to give. Thank you for that as well. God bless you.
God bless you, too.